This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I was going to begin the show today again talking about the Las Vegas Review-Journal because I think that's a very important issue, not in my life, in Las Vegas' life, but I'm going to postpone that for a little while because something so much more important than my personal saga with the RJs come up, and that is the Democrat Party is trying to use this coronavirus stimulus bill to turn America into a socialist, Marxist, communist country. They're disgusting, they're horrible, they're low lives, and they've got to be stopped. The American people have to rise up against these people. They don't want you to get the money if you own a small business, if you're a worker. They just want to destroy this country and make it into a socialist hellhole. They want to make it into Venezuela and Cuba. And in the meantime, these hysterical announcements are just embarrassing about, oh my God, coronavirus is going to turn the whole country into this and into that. What it's going to turn the country into is a Great Depression. Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis President James Bullard said in a Bloomberg News interview, unemployment could rise to 30%. That's higher than the Great Depression. And you know what's going to be the worst in the nation? Las Vegas. We are in the middle of a dust bowl. We're going to be the Oklahoma dust bowl of the 21st century if they don't reopen things in the next month. I know coronavirus is bad. I never said it wasn't bad. There's never been 1 minute on the radio where I ever said it wasn't bad. What I said was, it doesn't matter how bad it is, even though I think all the numbers are grossly exaggerated, and they come from the computers of moronic government bureaucrats and doctors who want to make themselves sound important, who have computer models that show millions dying, when in reality they showed millions dying of Ebola and 30,000, under 30,000 got it. Their numbers are always wrong. I'm for the government and I'm here to help. No, they're not. I'm for the government and I'm here to mislead. Because the worse I make it seem, A, the more important I become as a government bureaucrat or a politician, and B, the more hysterical I make you, the more you're willing to pass draconian laws that limit your freedoms, and number three, the more hysterical I make you, the more money you're willing to spend, and the bigger government gets. That's why they come up with these crazy numbers, so that you're willing to just hide in your home and never come out again, and make sure that Governor Sisolak's the most important man in the world, and the police can become the Gestapo. This is insane. You want 30% unemployment. You want worse than a Great Depression. So when we do come out of this coronavirus nightmare, pandemic that is bad, that isn't a hoax, that is real, when we come out of it, there's nothing here but a dust bowl. You've got to let businesses reopen. And here's where I disagree with the numbers. It's not that I don't think it's bad. It's very bad. It's a bad, bad, bad flu. And some people will die. And it's three times more contagious than a typical flu. So it's bad. But here's what I predicted from day one. And I turned out to be 100% right. That all over the world, most people get sick and they don't want to tell anyone. And they never report it to a doctor and they never report it to government. So the death rate looks like it's 5%, 6%, 7%. And in reality, it's 1% or a half of 1% because most people aren't reporting it. Do you understand the math? If 1,000 people have coronavirus and 100 die, that's a 10% death rate. But what if those 1,000 are the only 1,000 that were so sick they were willing to go to the hospital? What if actually 1 million people had it and 100 died? Then the death rate is minuscule. Then no one has anything to be scared about. And that's the problem. Are lots of people getting it? Yes, it's three times more contagious than the flu. So your little droplets of your sneeze and your cough in a little place like New York City, everybody's going to get it. Very few will be very sick. Many of you will just have a cough. Some of you will feel no symptoms at all, and some of you will be really miserable, and a few of you, oh my God, I'm very sorry, will go to a hospital, and a very, very few will need a ventilator, and a very, very, very few will die. None of it is pleasant. Nobody wants any of it. Wayne Root didn't cause it. Donald Trump didn't cause it. It's not a Republican virus. But if 6 out of 7 now they're saying COVID-19 cases are not being reported, the current mortality rate sinks to flu-like levels. And in the United States right now, it's already sunk to 1.25%, the death rate, using deaths, 396, divided by confirmed cases, 38,000. But if reality 6 out of 7 don't report it, then the real number isn't 38,000. It's well in the hundreds of thousands, and there's still only 396 deaths. So the mortality rate is much smaller. And the reason that's important is not because that doesn't make this important. It doesn't mean we should rush to a sporting event. It doesn't mean any of us could be near each other. We can't. One thing doctors are right about is it's highly contagious and you want to maintain social separation. I get that. I get that. I really do. Because nobody's grandmother dying is a good thing and nobody's baby dying is a good thing. But you know what? I have a great friend, and I'm not going to say more about who it is, but his 4-year-old daughter is in a hospital very, very, very sick in isolation. I think I mentioned this on Thursday's show. Very sick in isolation. And touch or go. Touch or go. She might have to have her lung removed. I'm sure they're worried about life or death. And I can't tell you how I weep for that person. I can't tell you how I pray for that person and that family and that couple and their children and that child. Terrible. But you know what it turned out? She doesn't have coronavirus. She has regular flu. She has influenza. And her life's on the line and her lung's on the line. So this is not about coronavirus separate from all the rest, although it's 3 times more contagious. They're just, most people don't want to tell you I have coronavirus because then you become like a leper. Nobody wants to come near you. And then they all start measuring how many people were you near in the last 3 weeks. How many did you give it to? And then, oh my God, you got 12 people sick and you feel like a horrible person. What if one of them knows somebody old and that old person gets it and dies? So nobody wants to tell you they have coronavirus. So the death numbers look much higher. It looks like the Black Plague. It looks like everyone's dying. Everybody's not dying. All right, back to the most important issue, though. Republicans, here's a New York Post headline. Republicans want a lifeline. Democrats want to remake the country. The cynical partisan opportunism of Democrats exhibited during the coronavirus economic crisis is breathtaking. Rather than move forward with quick, no-frills, massive $1.8 trillion rescue plan, Democrats have decided to hold the country hostage by trying to cram through a slew of lefty goodies that have absolutely nothing to do with the pending economic crisis. As corporate boards struggle to figure out ways to keep their companies afloat, we're all going under. Nancy Pelosi wants to spend all our time filling gender and racial quotas down to the subcommittee assignments. Wayne Root's business, publicly traded, has got to have Black people and women and gay people and Hispanic people. And I've got to have committees with Black people and Hispanic people and women. Guys, we're just worried about survival. You can't cram through affirmative action. And as the transportation sector wrestles with once-in-a-century economic disaster, meaning the airplanes, the cruise ships, the truckers, they're all going under, Democrats are trying to compel airlines, who have a 90% drop in customers, to cut greenhouse gas emissions every year until they hit a 50% reduction, which means they'll all be out of business because you can never hit that number. God forbid Biden wins the election with Vice President Black woman, I'm just filling in a like a blank, right? His vice president's absolutely going to be a Black or Hispanic woman. Because Democrats can't live without Black Hispanic women. Preferably Black Hispanic, had an abortion, and disabled, probably. Because that's the only way they think you're qualified for office. You know Wayne Root thinks you're qualified? Not because you're white. I think you're qualified because you're a billionaire businessman like Donald Trump. You've achieved something in your life. And if you find me a Black woman who's made $100 million in this world, I'll make her the vice president tomorrow. I'll make her the presidential candidate in 2024. You find me a woman, a great woman of accomplishment like Nikki Haley, I'll make her the presidential candidate in 2024. Not a problem. I love Nikki Haley. Not as much as I love more conservative candidates. I think she's not quite conservative enough, but she's a fabulous, articulate, wonderful candidate. And a female, and a minority, and a former governor, and a former U.N. ambassador. She's great. I don't see qualifications based on the color of your skin. But if Pelosi keeps these up, airlines are going to see 100% reduction. We don't need climate change legislation. We don't have to spend the country bankrupt. Because according to Democrats, we should be living in the Stone Age. We should be lighting candles, living in caves, and driving donkey carts. That's what's going to happen from a Great Depression, you morons. Because I have no doubt that COVID-19 will turn into COVID-20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30 over the next 10 years. There's going to be pandemics on a regular basis sweeping the world and this country. Can you imagine if every year, twice a year in the spring and the fall, we just shut down all businesses and said only essential businesses can stay open? And by the way, here's the scam of this. Whoever pays the governor the most bribes, and I'm talking legal bribes, campaign contributions, gets to keep their stores open. What do you think is essential? I think cops are essential. I think gas stations are essential. I think supermarkets are essential. But I don't think pawn stores are essential. Do you think pawn shops are essential? Do you think pot shops are essential? Really? People have to smoke pot? And do you think that the 1,200 construction workers at the Allegiant Stadium, they're building the Raider Stadium, that's essential? And those 1,200 workers, they can't get coronavirus? And if it's really that important to keep everything closed and keep people away from each other, how come 1,200 construction workers can hang out each day and eat their sandwiches together from their lunch bucket that mommy packed? Because they're building a stadium, it's okay. And I can hang out in the pawn shop all I want. And the pot shop all I want. Smoking pot with a lot of people. And how about my fans that told me yesterday they drove by the welfare office in North Las Vegas on a Sunday. It was jammed. It was a mob scene. They were all on top of one another. Long lines. Everybody wants welfare. Don't they get coronavirus? Or does welfare protect you from coronavirus? Scam. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big.
Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. I'll continue talking about Nancy Pelosi. I have to interrupt that conversation to mention the RJ real quick again, the Las Vegas Review-Journal. They seem to have now settled on a reason for firing me. It's that I promoted silver on TV and radio. You know, I don't own the silver company. I'm about to do an ad for Liberty HealthShare, and they're fantastic, but I don't own them either. And I don't know how you could fire someone for promoting something you don't own on another station that has nothing to do with your newspaper or on a TV show that has nothing to do with your newspaper. And I don't know what's wrong with silver. I've not only gotten thousands of emails that all sent me exactly what they sent to the Las Vegas Review-Journal on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all of them saying they will now leave the Review-Journal. They never want to read it again. Not only are they mad that the most conservative voice in America was silenced and the most conservative voice in Nevada was silenced, but they're mad that the paper is boring without me, just like radio would be boring without me. How would you listen to radio without a guy like me? You know, I have no idea. It would be boring as hell, and the RJ is not exciting without Wayne Root. You got boring columnists. My God. I mean, there are times where I agree totally with John Stossel, right? But it's like, Jonah Goldberg. Jonah is like watching wet paint dry. These are the most boring people that have ever lived. So, you know, it's like the RJ without Wayne Root is like eating breakfast in the morning. What are you having for breakfast today, honey? We're having toast. Toast? Anything with it? No. Is there anything on the toast? Butter? Jelly? No. What are we going to have tomorrow? Toast? Will there be anything on it? No. Can I at least use salt? No. How about some honey? No. What do we get out for the next 12 days? Toast, 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 and toast. So I think it's funny that everybody's letter said that, but the second thing everybody's letter said to me personally is, Wayne, we use silver. Everybody uses silver. Go check out. There's not a store in Vegas with silver left. There is no silver left because everyone knows, everyone thinks, everyone hopes it's good to build up your immune system. And in the age of coronavirus, it'd be nice to build up your immune system. Does that mean it solves coronavirus? No. Does it mean it prevents it? No. Does it mean it cures it? No. Is that what I said? No. Oh, man, let's fire Wayne because he mentioned silver. Let's not fire Nancy Pelosi because she's holding up a $1.8 trillion bill because she wants every woman to have an abortion. Let's not fire Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats because they're vicious communists who hate America. Let's not fire Democrats who had open borders to let all the people in the world with disease into America. Let's not fire Democrats because of open borders and sanctuary cities who are now offering free health insurance while you have to pay for it and free college while you have to pay for it, but an illegal gets in free, and they come in with disease, and they come in and they murder your children and rape your children. 3,000 Americans a year die at the hands of illegals, but no Democrat's ever responsible for that. But Wayne Root said something about silver. Did Wayne Root say he takes vitamins? We've got to hang Wayne in the public square. He's got to die. He must die. Here's Keith Moyer of the Review Journal. You listen, Keith? I know you are. You're hiding in the bunker after crisis management meetings. I know you are. Because your entire world's falling apart around you. The RJ's on fire, man. Nobody's going to read it anymore without Wayne Root. You screwed up. You ruined a great newspaper. It's the best paper in America. Not because of me, because of lots of things. Your editorials are fantastic. But nothing beats Wayne Root. The paper, it should be three times a week, not two. And if you're listening right now, do you understand what you're doing? You ruined the paper because Wayne Root has an advertiser that sells silver, and in real life, Wayne Root tweeted out, I like silver and vitamin C and probiotics and garlic. Do you realize Americans do more visits to a vitamin store and to holistic doctors and to alternative practitioners than they do to real doctors? Did you know that? Or do you live in the Stone Age? You must live in the Stone Age. It's so funny. What world do you come from? Most Americans like alternative therapies and natural therapies and natural remedies and alternative medical treatments. Most people don't want to be operated on chemotherapy and radiated if they don't have to. Most people want to choose vitamin C and silver. Oh, I said silver again. Hang him! He must die! Wayne Root said silver. Kill him. Stone him. It's a Muslim country. Stone him. He said silver while he was looking at a woman. Stone him. I mean, this is hilarious. In America, you can't have a radio show where you have a silver advertiser and have a fantastic popular column in the Las Vegas Review Journal because you must die. Keith Moyers decided in Glenn Cook, Wayne Root's got to die because he likes silver. No, actually, I've been using silver for 30 years, but I don't own the company, and I don't want to defend silver. It's not my place to defend it. I could just tell you I love it. It works for me. My kids, four kids, never had an ear infection in their entire life growing up because we put silver in their ears. And they never got many nose colds because we put silver up their nose. And they never got the flu because they swallowed silver and vitamin C. Wow, I'm a bad father.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now.
Hey. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats defeated for the second time a key vote to begin debate on a massive $1.6 trillion-plus coronavirus package. Negotiations will continue between Senate Republicans and Democrats as partisan tensions continue to boil over.
Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, believes...
You know what the American people are thinking right now, Mr. President? They're thinking that this country was founded by geniuses, but it's being run by a bunch of idiots.
Nestle CEO Mark Schneider is warning employees to take extra precautions with the coronavirus outbreak. In a company memo, Schneider tells employees to get ready for a storm to hit because it will hit. Meantime, CVS Health is looking to hire 50,000 workers and employees at CVS stores. Now, they'll get a bonus each of up to $500. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll know this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do... 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We'll be right back.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
But you know what I have in my mouth right now? I've got a silver lozenge, but not my doctor suggests. This is what got me thrown out of the newspaper. I suck on silver lozenges all show long, which keeps my voice fantastic. I've had a hoarse voice my entire life. And there's no way it could hold out 3 hours a day on radio. No way. Especially because I did radio interviews starting at 6:30 this morning. All over the country. And I talk all day long at business meetings. And my voice hangs in there because for 4 years, I've been sucking on silver lozenges for my doctor suggests. And somehow that got me in trouble. Because the Las Vegas Review Journal, in their infinite wisdom, decided it's like a crime to like silver. And I never said a word about silver in my columns at the RJ, and I was never told by the RJ or Warren not to be involved with silver. And if they had, I would have told them to go screw themselves. So it really doesn't matter because they're an advertiser on radio and TV, and they're wonderful people, and I use their products for everything. I'm weighing high-ho silver root now. I bathe in it. I put it in my nose. I put it in my ears. I drink it several times a day. Haven't had the flu in 20 years. Haven't been sick in 10 years. And this stuff has kept me wonderful around people sneezing and coughing for the last 6 months. Forget coronavirus. We had a bad flu season in October, November, December in Vegas, and I never got not a sniffle because I drink this silver. I love it, but I don't own the product. I don't own the company, and contrary to belief, I don't get a piece of sales, nothing. So they're just a flat advertiser on radio and TV. How do you condemn me for that? And the answer is you can't. They made fools out of themselves. And that's their excuse. The real reason is because they didn't like that I'm the most in-your-face, aggressive Trump voice in the state of Nevada. And somebody got to them, and somebody doesn't want Trump to win Nevada. It's very clear. Very clear. In any case, but let me mention the sponsor of the segment of the show, then I'll get right to my guest. And the sponsor is Liberty HealthShare, another wonderful sponsor of the show. And does that mean I should be held liable for everything they do? I know that they're wonderful. They're not insurance, health insurance. They're actually better than health insurance because Liberty is Christian healthcare sharing ministry, which means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. Can you imagine? I could just picture Keith Moyer, the publisher of the RJ, thinking up reasons to fire Wayne Root because he doesn't recommend health insurance anymore. He recommends Liberty HealthShare. These are advertisers, Keith. Do you have advertisers at the RJ? Oh, I forgot. Every time I open the sports section, it's somebody that wants to make your penis bigger. I forgot about that. You have such moral, classy, upstanding advertisers. Every time I open the sports section, it's about, you know, testosterone shots and male sex clinics. And don't forget the ads for coronavirus. Big ads on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for a seminar involving health with headline coronavirus. Wow, isn't that interesting? That sounds like exactly what I was doing. Exactly. Just accepting ads from an advertiser. Wow, talk about hypocrites. Talk about people that just, it's a joke. How do you sleep at night? All right, this is great, Liberty HealthShare. It has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. No contract. Starts at $199 a month for a single. Up to $529 a month for a family. Fourth year, I save $72,000 in premiums. I only advertise people I love. I love Liberty HealthShare just like I love my doctor suggests. This is the way healthcare should be. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. I only advertise people I use, and it works. 4 years, I've used them. I got kidney stones last year, and they paid the $27,000 hospital bill. How much of it? The whole $27,000. 855-58-LIBERTY, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Great advertisers I've got. Wonderful people. They stick with me through thick and thin. That's what life's about. And if you're willing to abandon them because you think someone doesn't like it, it's not traditional orthodoxy, guess what? Then screw you. Then you're a loser. I stick with all my advertisers. I'm wonderful to them, and they stick with me. It has nothing to do with columns I write for the Las Vegas Review Journal. And we'll get to that in a little while. Believe me, I'm not done with you. Not for about 6 months. Alan Gottlieb is our guest. This is going to be amusing. The next 6 months are going to be fun. Alan, unless they take me back, and then I'm going to sing their praises all day. Alan Gottlieb, founder and executive vice president of the Second Amendment Foundation. Uh-oh, here's one that's controversial. You better fire Wayne Root. He's mentioning guns. Alan, it's Wayne Root. How are you?
Great, Wayne. Good to be back with you. It's been a while.
You know why I'm ranting about this stuff? Because I got fired on Friday by the Las Vegas Review-Journal after 4 years and almost 400 columns that are the most popular conservative column in the state of Nevada, and thousands of people have called them that are freaking out, losing their minds, and threatening to cancel their subscriptions, and they fired me because they said I have a silver advertiser on the radio, and silver is a scam. And I'm like, what? I've used silver for 30 years to keep my kids healthy, to keep me healthy, and I'm a vitamin C guy, and guess what else I am? I'm a gun guy. I love the Second Amendment. I'm a gun guy. But some liberals don't like guns, so if I had you on my show, somewhere, some wussy, coward publisher would fire me because I'm pro-gun and I've got Alan Gottlieb on my show. Don't you just hate it that the world is full of cowards?
Boy, I guess it's lucky you don't have a silver gun. Then you'd be in double
exactly. Time. They call me Wayne Hi-Ho Silver Root, and I've got silver bullets in my gun. I'm just going to torture the RJ for the rest of their lives. You have to understand that. I'm going to torture them again and again. So, Alan, I know that New Jersey banned guns using COVID-19 as an excuse, and the Second Amendment Foundation, which is your foundation, filed a federal lawsuit against New Jersey Governor Murphy and the state police superintendent Callahan, asserting that your civil rights are violated. Tell us all about this, because obviously I'm on your team 110%.
Yeah, well, this is important because it's happening all across the country and in other states as well. That's why this case had to get filed. An emergency order the governor signed didn't exempt gun stores, gun shops, or gun ranges as being essential businesses in the state, despite the fact that people in record numbers are running out to buy firearms for self-protection in this time of uncertainty. And so we have a plaintiff who tried to buy a gun, and they shut down the gun stores, and he wasn't able to. They also shut down the state background check system, and under federal law, a federal firearms license dealer, and that's the only way you can buy or transfer a gun in New Jersey, you know, can't do a background check even if he wanted to do it. And so we filed suit. You know, there's things the state may have done, like saying you can only have so many customers in your store at a time. You got to be 6 feet apart from them. You've got to sanitize things. You got to wipe down the gun, you know, with sanitary, you know, a towel or something before you sell it. But instead, they just flat out shut down gun stores, shut down the whole background check system, which shuts down the Second Amendment rights in the state. And they have no right to do that under the Second Amendment.
So explain the details of this lawsuit. What's the lawsuit all about? What do you hope to accomplish?
Well, we hope to accomplish is to get an immediate restraining order against the state from enforcement, enforcing them to put the NICS system back up so the dealers can use it. But New Jersey is what they call a point of contact state, so to get the NICS, you've got to go through the state police first to access the system. And so you can't access directly with the federal government. You've got to do it through the state. And if the state shuts it down, then nobody can do a transfer. So in effect, they've banned the sale of guns and ammunition in the state of New Jersey.
So I saw today, if I'm not mistaken, not only did the Illinois governor, extreme liberal jerk, and the Connecticut governor, extreme liberal jerk, they both actually said gun stores are allowed to sell guns and they're essential businesses that can remain open in the states of Illinois and Connecticut. Did I get that right?
You got it right. And in the case of the Illinois governor, both those governors are not support gun rights generally either. In the case of the Illinois governor, not only did he say that it was essential, but he talked about it was an essential need for self-protection and self-defense. And you've got to allow those stores to stay open. So
well, you do. You do. The streets of Chicago, you do. Come
yeah.
on. Can you imagine what Chicago's going to be like at night in 2 months from now if this thing is still going on? I mean, we're not going to own the streets anymore. Let me tell you, you better have guns.
Yeah, so anyway, the governor acknowledged that. And, of course, the anti-gun community, the gun prohibition lobby in this country came unglued about it. And Governor Murphy in New Jersey is very close to the, you know, all the anti-gun people in the country. And so he didn't exempt it, and they're fighting us tooth and nail on it. Our hope was once we filed the suit, they'd say okay and they'd exempt gun stores and gun ranges, from this order. But they chose not to. They're doubling down on it.
Amazing, amazing. And I wonder what, you know, goes through their minds when the country's in trouble and the people are scared and you just tell them, sorry, we're going to shoot down guns, excuse the pun, and we're going to close down gun stores and you're not going to be able to get your hands on a gun even though your life's on the line. But you know what this proves, Alan? What you and I argue every day all the time. You shouldn't have waited till now. Everybody should have as many guns as they want and need in their homes right now. And then you don't have to worry about it.
Yes, you're right. But, you know, I love that in New Jersey, they may have been the first state to ratify the Second Amendment and Bill of Rights, but they're the last state to recognize it.
Yeah, New Jersey. I'm from New York, by the way, and I spent my summers at the Jersey Shore in the Atlantic City, Ventnor, Margate area, Wildwood. And it's a beautiful shoreline in the summer, it is. But, boy, you've got some really dumb voters and some really dumb people electing a governor. And I'm not talking about the Republican voters, obviously. I'm talking about the ones who vote Democrat. I mean, you've got to be really ignorant to vote for people that want to lock you down all day long, close all your businesses, and leave you without guns. I mean, who votes for these people, Alan? That's the million-dollar question.
Well, you're right. And in New Jersey, it's interesting. An awful lot of people being first-time gun buyers are now Democrats, and now they can see what these laws do to them.
Right. Well, let's hope. Let's keep our fingers crossed in November. I have very high hopes that President Trump has actually handled this pretty well. The polls are very good for him right now and show that the majority of people think he's handled the coronavirus pandemic in wonderful fashion. It actually reversed itself from 2 weeks ago, and now he's in a big lead in the polls, how he's handled this. So I'm hopeful that we keep our President Trump, who's very friendly to gun rights and the Second Amendment, and maybe we can knock out some of these bad guys who are governors of states like New Jersey. So we'll see. I'm hopeful. But by the way, let me say thank you for all the work that you do, Alan. And let me say thank you to the Democrat governors of Illinois and Connecticut. I may not agree with anything else you stand for, but thank God you let us keep buying guns during a bad crisis period. So there's a little thank you for Democrat governors. Alan Gottlieb, thanks for all you do. Founder, Executive VP, Second Amendment Foundation. We love the Second Amendment Foundation. Thanks for coming on, Alan.
My pleasure.
God bless. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
See, my question is, why is there such a vested interest in some people making everyone hysterical that the world is ending? I never said it was a hoax, ever. It's real. It's scary. Nobody wants to get coronavirus. Nobody wants to wind up on a ventilator. No one wants their grandmother to get on a ventilator or to grandpa to die. But these wild, hysterical predictions of how many are going to die. By the way, we're going to know in the next 3 days or so whether this miracle drug for malaria works. And we've already seen the studies from France. Again, they aren't big studies. I think there were like 8 people, and all 8 100% cure rate in a matter of 6 days with this malaria drug. So they're 8 for 8. Now, is that a lot of people? No. But President Trump, thank God. If Obama was president, he'd say, oh, you got to spend $1 billion in 3 years testing it. Trump's like, rush it through, rush it through. And if the results are decent in the next 3 days, we're going to be giving this drug to everybody who's got it. The only limitation is going to be whether we run out of the drug. They're going to have to run the factories 24 hours a day for this malaria drug. And you know what I think? I'll bet you 90% of the people listening right now don't even know what I'm talking about. Because the media has not said a word about the fact that there's a malaria drug that works in combination with an antibiotic that completely kills coronavirus. Now, we don't know that to be a fact. It's too small a study group, but we're finding out over the next 3 days, and by Friday, we're hoping to know. And if we know, that's why President Trump brags about it. If we know, it's possible that we found a cure for coronavirus. Speaking of cures, I never said that silver was a cure. I have no idea if silver is a cure. I have no idea if silver prevents it. I know it builds your immune system. I know it's done good for me for 30 years. So it's just so crazy that somebody would fire you over that. You know, my fiance Cindy, she's been telling all her lady friends, everyone's calling and they're all going, I sent a letter to this Keith Moyer. And I told him I'm not going to read the RJ anymore. And they're all like, but why was Wayne fired? And Cindy's like, because he sells silver on his radio show. And every single woman said, what are you talking about? I take silver. What are you talking about? I take silver. See, 50-60-year-old men are blockheads. They don't know anything about anything. Okay, nothing. All they do is work in a newsroom. The publisher works in a newsroom. He doesn't know anything about silver or vitamin C. He's probably never been in a Whole Foods. He's a typical guy. typical guy, remember the old joke that we spent like $40 billion a year on breast cancer and $1 billion a year on prostate cancer, and what's the reason? This joke, by the way, was in Forbes magazine. They were trying to explain why you spend 40 times more on women's disease, breast cancer, than the disease of prostate cancer, which is a male disease. Even though the same amount of people die each year, I remember it was 40,000 women a year died of breast cancer, 40,000 men a year died of prostate cancer, but we spent like 40 times more on government research money on breast cancer. Why? And they said in the article, because women scream and yell and protest and call their congressmen and demand money to be spent on women's disease, and men are like, how about those Dallas Cowboys? Men don't talk about disease or prostate cancer. So I can't even blame Keith Moyer, because, you know, Keith, you're a publisher. All you know is the news. You've never in your life opened your mind to vitamin C and probiotics and garlic and working out. You've probably never been in a gym in your life, and eating an organic, gluten-free keto diet, which I do, and doing yoga and meditating. I'll bet you've never done any of that in your life, and I'm a conservative 58-year-old man who does all of that and believes in the power of healing and the power of prayer and the power of yoga and the power of acupuncture. I'd rather have acupuncture than any American medicine. Okay, so I'm an enlightened man, and you're not. You don't understand a damn thing about life. You don't know that you get cancer, you're going to die. I get cancer, I'm going to try vitamin C. I'm going to go to Europe. I'm going to try Laetril. Well, oh, my God, Wayne Root said things like that? No, all the people are cheering right now. You don't even get it. All the people are cheering. As a matter of fact, you know what's funny? I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails waiting here saying, oh, my God, we love you in the RJ. And it's all women. It's not even men. It's all women. It's all women. You know why women like me? Because I talk about things like this. Because guys, most guys don't know about yoga. Most guys don't know about acupuncture. Most guys don't know about silver. Most guys don't know about putting silver in the ear of a baby and you don't get earaches. Most guys don't know about vitamin C megadoses. The minute you feel a cold coming on, the second you feel it, you have to catch it early. Vitamin C is only useful if you catch it early. But if you feel a sniffle coming on, a sneeze coming on, and you say, I think I might be getting sick. At that moment, if you take a mega dose of vitamin C, and I mean a mega dose, you will wake up in the morning and the cold's gone. If you miss it and you say, ah, it can't be a cold, you go to sleep, and it has 8 hours to grow in your body, the virus multiplies in your body. When you wake up, you're sick as a dog. Now you take vitamin C, it might shorten the duration of your cold, but it really doesn't do a heck of a lot once you don't catch it in time. I mean, I'm a witness to that over the last 40 years of my life. Since I'm 17 years old, 41 years, I've been taking mega doses of vitamins, and I know what works, what doesn't. I know when you use them and when you don't. I know which ones work. And silver is fantastic. And yet, you're going to quote some MD somewhere or some government official that refuses to accept alternative therapies. Everybody in Las Vegas and everybody in America who's enlightened likes alternative medicine and likes whole foods and likes sprouts and likes organic produce and likes silver and likes vitamin C, and that's why the cupboards are bare. There's no vitamin C in the Vegas Valley. You can't buy it if you tried. If you bribed someone at Whole Foods, if you walked up with $100 and said, here's $100. Get me some silver and some vitamin C. You couldn't find it. It's like drug dealers now. I'll give you $1,000 if you give me some silver. I'm sorry, there is none. Because everybody who's concerned about disease likes this stuff. Wayne Root didn't do anything wrong. I did something right. I helped people.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
AVMA.org.